We are honored today to have our area councilman, Tom Adams, with us. He has served in the capacity that he is currently for the past 10 years. He was born in Midland, and he grew up in Midland, and he graduated from Midland High School. He has a bachelor's and master's degree, both from Michigan State in criminal justice. He has served Midland for 39 years as a probation officer and probation supervisor in 75th District Court, and as community corrections coordinator for the jail and community programs. He retired, quote unquote, he retired in 2012, but continues to live with his wife of 39 years. Good choice. Karen and he are retired now, and he still continues, however, currently as the chairman of the Midland-Saginaw-Bay City Airport Commission and remains active in the leadership of the his church, the Chaplain Lane Presbyterian Church. We welcome Councilman Tom Adams and invite him to share some words with us just now. He serves in this particular area of the city, and we're so delighted that he can be with us on this high day.
On behalf of the mayor and the city council, I thank you for this opportunity to participate in your centennial day. 100 years. Boy, that seems like a long time, but the city had been going for several decades by 1915. When you think about the courage and faith that it takes for three charter members and 14 of their companions to build a church, that's a lot of courage and faith, and when you see the result after 100 years, you can see that that faith and belief was not misplaced at all when you end up in this beautiful building with this crowd of people. The original church lasted 49 years until 1966, when this facility was designed by Alden Dow, who was the quintessential Midland person. I'm one of five council people. I represent this area, southeast part of the city. When you're elected as a representative in Midland, you become more aware of a city with a rich history of citizen involvement and partnership with churches and many institutions. The city shares the vitality and the strong beliefs of this church, and as the elected caretakers of the city, we strive to keep Midland safe, clean, and family-friendly. These efforts occur in concert with the churches, civic organizations, foundations, and citizens like currently fill this church. The participation of this church and its members over the last 100 years makes you and this institution part of the fabric of this city. The humanitarian efforts of the Seventh-day Adventists involve 120 countries and tens of millions of people around the world. Often the most meaningful contributions, however, are the ones that are closer to home. And in Midland, this church has been involved in community services involving clothing and health, housewares, as well as education. These people care, and this community would not be what it is without the caring of the people here and the people over the last 100 years. In a communication earlier this week with me, Dick Schell refers to Midland as a wonderful place to nurture one's faith and family, and I very much agree. When I grew up in Midland in the 50s and 60s, Midland was one of the most undiverse cities you can imagine. Now it is home to people from all over the world and is accepting of the cultures that they bring and represent. The church has grown with the community and has been ahead of its time with its focus on healthy living and the establishment of medical centers. As a representative of the city of Midland, we recognize and thank you for 100 years of contributions to our community. Your members and this church are part of us, an institution woven into the fabric of Midland since February of 1915. Thank you for inviting me, and congratulations on your 100-year centennial.